The first Christmas. The year so far had been okay. I learned that people would not automatically come to the club. You had to work hard to keep them in the place. They could choose from the Highwaymen at Cheadle, Rock City in Nottingham, or JB's in Dudley. I decided that the best way to deal with Christmas was to treat the greasy bikers like kids. So I went to Cash and Carry and purchased as much shaving foam and party string as possible. The door staff were told to stuff as many custard pies into the faces of the customers as possible. We had water-filled balloons and streamers, party hats and sweets. It went down a storm, surprisingly. New Year's Eve, the first blunder. I was young and from a white English poorish background. TV was full of Monty Python. I had been brought up watching Alf Garnett and I was full of myself. There was no reason to change my outlook on life. On New Year's Eve 1984, I arrived early. I put on the heater loaned to me from British Telecom, 26 kilowatts load frame from Derby Telephone Exchange. The phone rang. A customer had seen the advert in the paper and were asking about the music policy. I was asked this question: do you let colored people in? I gave an indiscreet reply. He told me to fuck off. I quickly realized that I was actually talking to a person of color. I tried to correct myself by saying, they don't like our kind of music. I realized I had been careless and a mistake had been made, but forgot about it. I think the DJ was Rockin' Reg that night. At about midnight, I heard banging and shouting at the main doors. The doormen were battling with a large crowd of colored people. They closed the doors, which were the original shop doors to the building. They were chanting and making threats. Suddenly, a lump of concrete came flying through the glass doors. They were shattered. Police riot vans turned up. I remember looking down Babington Lane and seeing all the dark faces in all the doorways of the street. I realized I had caused this problem. But I see myself as a product of my environment, and it was quite normal to have such prejudices in the 1980s. I rather suspect that the men that turned up and smashed the doors also had prejudices, but I accept I made a mistake and learned from it. And in later years incorporated my tolerance into recruiting policy. We took the doors off and boarded the club up after that night. When the builders opened after the holiday, I had to have new doors and frames fitted. We took a week off after the new year, then faced our first period of low trade. When the club got going again, I had my first major crisis to deal with. This was a serious and difficult situation, but the way it was resolved was to characterize my handling of future difficulties, and it proved that I had a grasp of the job that I had chosen for myself.